Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have given unto us, oh God. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, mighty Father, for giving us this day to come into your presence, oh God. Indeed, it is not by might, neither by power, but it is by thy mercy that we have seen this gift of a new day. And we want to give you all the glory, all the power that is due to your name. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for your mercy, for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us throughout the night, oh God. Receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the power in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and believe. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to take this time to welcome each and every one of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion and Prayer, a time where we come to encounter the living God in the morning. I pray that you are well wherever you are connected this morning, that the grace of God is sufficient for you in Jesus' name. Greetings to all of you from Pastor Lenny Wery, the Senior Pastor of Restoration of the Tent of David. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to today's broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. We have some few minutes I would like us to encourage ourselves in the Word of God. We have been going through the book of Proverbs, and now we are on chapter 22. Hallelujah. I want us to go to verse 17 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 17. The scripture says, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge." Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to incline our ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. Praise be to God. This is very, very important, because a lot of people are getting this wrong, and very, very wrong. Praise be to God. The majority of people, you don't want to learn, you don't want to be discipled. Praise be to God. You just want to manifest your gift. You want to be on the forefront. You want to be seen. You want to be recognized. But few people want to sit down and apply their heart to knowledge. Hallelujah. In other words, they are willing to learn it all. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You find somebody come to you and say, "Man of God, I want to do ministry with you. I want to be part of what you're doing for the Lord," but they haven't applied their heart to knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Right now, we have a lot of resources. We have our online resources. We have the ministry website with hundreds of teachings, hundreds of downloadable teachings. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Take your time, go. Some of these teachings, you can download them, save them on your phone. Praise be to God. They are video teaching, they are written teachings. Hallelujah. We have the school of ministry. Please register. Praise be to God. Apply your heart to knowledge. Praise be to God. Even me, hallelujah, they are books I'm reading right now. Praise be to God. I'm reading the Word of God. I'm reading books of great men of God right now. Praise be to God. I want to apply. I want to know the secret of their success, the secret of their love of God, the passion that drove them to work for God the way they worked for God, the wisdom on how they handle difficult things. Praise be to God. So even you and me, we have a responsibility to incline our ears to the words of the wise man. Praise be to God. Because there are some words, some instruction that are meant to protect you from deadly mistakes. Don't say, "Oh, he's too young to tell me what to do." Praise be to God. Always have an open ear to learn in the name of Jesus. For it will be a it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. The Bible says it will be pleasant if you keep the knowledge and the word of God you have learned, hallelujah, within you, and it should be ready within your lips. Praise be to God. In other words, you can speak the word of God any time where it is needed. Praise be to God of Nazareth, because you have grown in the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, there are moments where I don't need to prepare a sermon in order to preach. Praise be to God, because God will put that sermon within me at that very moment. Praise be to God. That is the level where each and every one of us, we need to reach. You know, there are people, you call them, come brother, come and preach today. They will be like, why didn't you tell me 1 week earlier? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The word of God has to be ready in your lips. Praise be to God. You have to be prepared to testify of the goodness of God. Even when you are waking up in the middle of the night, hallelujah, the word has to be ready, hallelujah, in your lips, in the mighty name of Jesus. That your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today, even to you. Praise be to God. So the Lord is teaching us, the Bible is teaching us to put our trust in the word of God. This teaching that is being made known to you, put your trust in it. Put your hope in the word of God and you will never go wrong. Praise be to God. There are people that they take time to study novels. They read one novel 5 times. Praise be to God. You watch one movie 6 times because you want to know everything. But how about the knowledge of God? How about the teachings of God? How about the word of God? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You see, as we go through the word of God, the way we started from the book of Psalms chapter 1, praise be to God. When we read the word of God loud, praise be to God, there is something you are getting. And now what we are doing, we are meditating on the word of God. We are meditating on it. Praise be to God. And as we meditate on the word of God, revelation develop, and that word now is anchored in our spirit. That's why we have to speak, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. So we have to speak it. Praise be to God. As we speak it, it will begin to happen. It will begin to change the atmosphere, changing our life, changing our community, changing our society, changing our children. Praise be to God. Because the word of God is not effective when we don't speak it. Praise be to God. We have to speak it for us to see the success of it. Praise be to God. Because the Bible says, the Lord said, let there be, let there be. And it happened. Praise be to God. So us also, as the children of Yahweh, as the children of our God, we have to speak the word to manifestation. Praise be to God. The word you are learning now, you know, don't just heed it in your heart alone, but let it be ready in your lips. Let it be ready to be spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who send you? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So whatever we are learning right now is to gear us to the right direction in life. Praise be to God. So that when the moment of test come in, you will have the word of God as a shield. You will know how to defend yourself. You will know how to pray, because the word is hidden in you, in the name of Jesus. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, don't use your authority to take advantage of others. Praise be to God. Don't rob the poor because they can't defend themselves. Hallelujah. You know, you have gone to attack children. You want to rob a piece of land because you know their parents are not there and the children are not in a place to defend themselves. Now you go and rob them of their inheritance. I have seen this happening in Africa a lot. You find a family that is well able, a distant family. They come and rob property. They come and rob land from struggling families that they are not able to defend themselves because they have lost their parents, or their parents are not able enough to hire a powerful attorney or a powerful lawyer to defend them on court. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. You see, at the gate is the place where people bargain for inheritance. Praise be to God. At the gate, hallelujah. Don't rob the poor. Don't afflict people at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. Imagine, the Bible says the Lord will rob of life of those who rob them. There are things that when you do, when you afflict people, God will not be afraid to take your life out of the way. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because you are afflicting people that God is concerned of. Praise be to God. You may be enriching yourself, but you don't know you are robbing your life. You are cutting short your life by whatever you are doing. Praise be to God. So if you are doing the thing that the Bible is forbidding right now, you are robbing the poor. Stop it right now. Repent and reconcile your ways with God if you want to live long in this earth, in the name of Jesus. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Make no friendship with a man given to anger. Hallelujah. We have to be careful how we choose our companion, because bad company corrupts good morals. Hallelujah. You may have good character, but when you are surrounded, when you make bad people your friends, hallelujah, it's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. Because there is a way where the things that people carry can rob on you. Hallelujah. You know, for example, if you stay under a covering, it's a matter of time before the anointing in the house rub on you. It's the same way when you surround yourself with evil people. It's a matter of time. The anointing of evil that they have will rub on you. You will start learning to lie. You will start learning to fornicate. You will start learning to gossip around because you are surrounded with people who carry dark presence. Praise be to God. So your company will determine your character. So choose your friends wisely in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be not one of those who give pledges, who put up security for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. This is a warning that, hallelujah, we have to be careful, especially when we are putting pledges in order to buy something. Hallelujah. We have to be careful how we manage debt. Praise be to God. If it is something that you really don't need, don't push yourself to it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. May you learn how to manage debt in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord give each and every one of us grace. There are people that are pledging their children, they are pledging their furniture for money to go and buy alcohol. They are pledging their chicken, they are pledging their cow, they are pledging their car. Praise be to God for useless things. Praise be to God. They are pledging even their bed they are sleeping in. Oh, please give me money, and I promise if I fail to pay, you can take my bed. If I fail to pay, you can take my daughter. If I fail to pay, you can take my car. Praise be to God. We have to be careful with those kind of habit in the mighty name of Jesus. Then as I'm coming to finish, do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Praise be to God. Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Hallelujah. There are parameters that our fathers in the Lord have set. Praise be to God. And we have to walk in those parameters. Praise be to God. Apostle Paul warned that if another comes and teach you another gospel, which the apostle did not teach, praise be to God. Even if he's an angel, don't listen to him. Praise be to God. Today we are hearing gospel from hell, gospel taught by devils. Hallelujah. We are removing landmarks. We are doing even things that Jesus didn't do. We are permitting all manner of behaviors in the house of God that were never there. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Like this thing of baptizing children. Children were never baptized in the Bible. Children were dedicated. But we are trying to remove the ancient landmark. We are trying to remove the parameters that was set by our fathers in the Lord. Praise be to God. There are parameters, there are ancient landmarks of the gospel that were set by our fathers in the Lord that we are called to continue building on it, not destroying the foundation, but building upon that foundation. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are things we are not called to change because they mark our foundation. If they are destroyed, then we have no bearing. So the Bible says that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Praise be to God. So those ancient landmarks bears the foundation of our belief, the foundation of the waters we drink from. Praise be to God. That when they are destroyed, everyone will be confused. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So do not remove the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. There is a reason why they set those ancient landmarks, especially biblical marks, biblical instruction. Hallelujah. Biblical marks. Hallelujah. We have to be very careful not to change the word of God. Hallelujah. I've heard some people say, it's a modern time. There are people who are even trying to rewrite the Bible to suit their culture, to suit their behavior. I heard even in China, they are trying to change the Bible and all that. We have to be very careful not to remove the ancient landmark that our fathers have set. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure. Amen. Praise be to God. Do you see a man skillful? In other words, do you see a man diligent in his work? He will sit with kings. Be diligent. Whatever you are doing in life, do it as if you are doing it to be the best. Praise be to God. Do it with your heart and with consistency. Hallelujah. Whether it is cooking, whether it is singing, hallelujah. Whatever you are doing, hallelujah, do it skillfully. Do it diligently. Hallelujah. Whether it is drawing, hallelujah. Whether it is making clothes, praise be to God. Do it well and with diligence, and the Lord will bless the work of your hand. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you for this day that you have given unto us. Thank you for the authority of your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And Father, we dedicate ourselves before you. We dedicate this day before you, Jehovah God. Let this day be blessed. May thy favor fall upon this day. May thy mercy fall upon this day, mighty God. As we anchor in to move out to our various activity, we pray for your favor, for your blessings to be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray and believe. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. Thank you again for tuning in onto RTD Church International Morning Devotion. See you again at a later time. Bye-bye.